House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy appealed to sharply divided fellow Republicans Thursday to back him for Speaker at a time of turmoil and change. But the day's secret ballot elections were shaping up as merely an early skirmish in the chaotic battle to lead the House. As the day began, McCarthy and his two rivals to replace outgoing Speaker John Boehner addressed a closed-door meeting of the GOP rank and file in the basement of the Capitol, making final pitches ahead of elections to begin at noon. Representative Kevin Brady of Texas, who's supporting McCarthy, said the 50-year-old Californian pitched himself as a proven leader, a generational change in the speakership. Plus, he listens very carefully, Brady said, and as a result, our conference will continue to have more power over the agenda, which is what we all want. But McCarthy has failed to win over a small but crucial bloc in the House GOP, the Hardline Freedom Caucus. This group of 30-plus uncompromising conservatives drove Boehner to resign by threatening a floor vote on his speakership. On the eve of Thursday's vote, they announced they would oppose Boehner's number two, McCarthy, and back one of his rivals instead, Representative Daniel Webster of Florida, a former Speaker of the Florida House. The decision was a blow to McCarthy. Although there was little expectation that the group would back the Californian, there was much speculation that the sometimes disorganized hardliners would be unable to rally around any of his opponents either. Power doesn't like to give up its power, so that's why many of us have gotten behind Mr. Webster, Representative John Fleming of Louisiana, a Freedom Caucus member, said outside Thursday's meeting. We feel that conservatives have been greatly marginalized by the current leadership. Despite the opposition, McCarthy clearly has overwhelming support in the House GOP and was all but certain to emerge the winner Thursday over Webster and a third rival, Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz of Utah, who chairs the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. That would make McCarthy the House GOP nominee for Speaker. But his true test will come October 29th when the full House will vote for Speaker in open session. With Democrats certain to back Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, McCarthy will be able to lose only 29 votes and still gain the 218-vote majority he will need to prevail. That situation would give the Freedom Caucus crucial leverage because if they continue to band together, they might be able to block McCarthy from getting to 218 votes. That would send the House into uncertain territory and perhaps increase the Freedom Caucus's leverage to exact concessions as members demand confrontations with President Barack Obama and Senate Democrats on issues of spending and debt. It hasn't happened in decades, but in years past, speaker elections have required multiple ballots before any candidate prevailed. Some of the more establishment-aligned lawmakers are voicing fears about such an outcome on October 29th. The concerns are that McCarthy wins and then you go to the floor and all the Democrats vote for Pelosi and we have a group that doesn't vote for McCarthy and then it's trying to think of the diplomatic term to use here, turmoil, said Representative Steve Chabot. I don't know what the heck's going to happen because I don't see a logical ending. McCarthy's challenge heading into Thursday's vote was to get a big vote total that would give him a commanding position over the next several weeks of maneuvering. For House Republicans, it means three more weeks of the intrigue, infighting, and disarray that have consumed them in the 2 weeks since Boehner announced he would be resigning at the end of October. This article posted by Erica Werner for the Associated Press in Washington.